First of all, I just have to say thank you for listening. I appreciate so much KCHE and how they have helped me in so many ways to continue this ministry on the air. If you think of it, please let them know how much this program ministers to you. And I thank you all for your prayers and your support in order to continue this ministry. Today, we continue our series on basically casting out fear. It is part of the human experience that we all experience fears of all kinds. Sometimes we're surprised by them. Sometimes they're simply there and have been, and yet we haven't dealt with them. But as we continue our anti-fear series, I want to encourage you today as we hit the letter A in the FEAR acronym. So far we've had F stands for forget, forget what lies behind. E, embrace, embrace God's love in the deepest part of your heart. And this week we come to A, accept. Accept God's word as truth and not your feelings. The irony of this week's message is that I seriously need the content myself. When we're sick, I've happened to have been sick more often than other people. And sometimes when we feel sick or overly tired, our feelings can dip. When we feel well and equipped, our feelings elevate. You know the score. So it's important for all of us this year to get off of the feelings elevator. Because on the feelings elevator, you never know which floor you're going to land on, you know? You never know when you're going to go up. You never know when you're going to go down. I just add a little bit of a story here. I recently was in Houston, Texas, and there was an elevator that was actually really, I think, barely functioning, okay? And we didn't know what was going on. It would kind of take forever to go to one floor, and then it would kind of speed up. And then when we were actually about to get to the floor we wanted, it started bouncing. I kid you not. You don't want to be on an elevator when it comes to your feelings, especially, because it's totally unreliable. And in my little story, my real life story about this crazy elevator, it just sort of is a way to remember. It's not worth it to rely on your feelings for contentment, security, and peace. So let's get off of the feelings elevator. Peace is found only in Christ. Let's get out of the elevator and set our feet on solid ground. Jesus Christ, our firm foundation. This week, let's all come to Christ and accept Him as truth, and God's word as truth, and not our feelings. He is our anchor. We don't have to worry that He'll let us drift off into the scary sea. He's with us, holding us, carrying us, guaranteeing that we'll reach our final destination with Him. Because once you know Jesus as Savior and Lord, you know that heaven is for sure for you. Because when we're reconciled to God through Christ, nothing can stop us from joining Him in heaven. So He's holding us, carrying us, loving us, even during storms, even when our feelings go up and down. His love remains the same, and He is our security. So let's take God's word for it. Let's take to heart His truth from Hebrews 6:18 through 20. Quote, "This was so that by two unchangeable things, His promise and His oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to Him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Now, we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. It cannot slip, and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it. A hope that reaches farther and enters into the very certainty of the presence within the veil, where Jesus, has entered in for us in advance, a forerunner, having become a high priest forever after the order with the rank of Melchizedek. Now, the essence of that passage should encourage all of us that we have two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, and that God is never going to deceive us. So let's go back and focus on that that in this scripture one more time. I'm going to read the parts that I found particularly helpful today. Of course, it's all wonderful, but this really hit home to me. This was so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us, we who have fled to him for refuge might have mighty indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed for us and set before us. Now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. I'll stop reading there, but that part in particular stood out to me. We don't have to worry that God has somehow played a joke on us or tricked us or something. No way. God's promises remain the truth and nothing but the truth. God is good. He loves you. Let's pray and thank him for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you love us, that you understand when our feelings fluctuate. Help us to get off of the crazy elevator of our feelings and instead find our faith and hope resting firmly only on you, Lord Jesus. You are our foundation. You are our anchor. Please, Lord Jesus, help everyone listening right now to know you, to be grown stronger in you. Help me as well, of course. We all need you desperately. We are so aware of that. And we need you to be our confidant and our confidence in the coming days. Lord, I also pray for those who don't know you yet. And I just pray with them right now that we want to know you as Lord and Savior in the deepest way. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, in our hearts. We turn from doing things our way and turn to you, Lord Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. We repent from relying on our other things, even our feelings, and instead we turn to you right now and ask that you would just wipe the slate clean, grant us stable feeling as well as simply reliance on you instead of on our feelings. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening, my friends. I appreciate you. I appreciate your prayers, too. Our ministry always needs prayer just as much as you do, you know? We all need prayer, and can't have too much of it. That's why we have prayingpals.org. In addition to church, we are happy to pray alongside with you, because, frankly, you cannot have too much prayer. Prayer tip of the week. You know, I frankly just want to encourage all of us to draw near to Christ and know that he always draws near to us. It's guaranteed. And to let his love cast out all fear. Praise God for prayer. And I thank God for you, my friends. I've shared this with Christ's love for you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Hope you'll tune in next week. And until then, God bless each of you this week.